Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You wanna be down with the kids?
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Oh, you didn't think Christian Javier could come up with a performance like that. You doubted Christian Javier and Framber Valdez. Said, oh, maybe this rotation isn't all that good after all. Well, you were wrong.
I never doubt those two.
Yeah. No.
Now, what I didn't expect was my man coming through in the clutch with a save.
Jose Abreu?
No, my man coming through in the clutch with a save.
Oh, Presley?
Yeah.
What's the matter? Well, of course you knew he was going to do it.
I didn't know if he'd be able to pull it off, but there he is getting a save.
Yeah, he got a save. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever gotten a save in a major league game?
No. Not yet. Not yet.
I'm pretty sure Dusty isn't going to go, let's bring Zierlein in. Okay.
It's on my bucket list. I'm a veteran.
Okay.
He doesn't know me. That's the problem. If he knew me for several years, he might bring me into a game.
No. You doubted this team. You doubted
I never doubted Christian Javier. I've been a Christian Javier truther for years.
What about Jose Abreu? You've doubted him?
Dusty is hinting that Jose Abreu could be playing through injury.
He's not hinting it. He said it. I think he's hurting a little bit somewhere, he said. I think he's hurting a little bit somewhere.
Well, I think
it's right here.
Guess
his
what?
Heart is hurting.
This is not heroic to play through injury when you can't hit at all. When you have no power. I'd rather you get healthy. This is the beginning of the year.
Yes. No.
If there's a better Jose Abreu out there, then we'd like to see him. So don't worry. We won't be upset that you signed a contract and you can't play right now.
No.
We just want you to it's better that you get better now.
Get better.
Don't yeah.
Get better. Better. Sit right over there.
Stay.
Here's what he said.
Stay.
I think he's hurting a little bit somewhere. But he's not saying because he's such a warrior. I think today was a good day for him to get a massage, get in the whirlpool, take today and tomorrow off. Maybe get some tea, maybe some crumpets, maybe, you know, just relax. Go shopping. You can go to Disneyland because they were right there near Disneyland. This is a great day. Maybe stay here while the team goes to Chicago.
Right.
You can get some sun. I don't know that Jose Abreu is going to sit by the pool and get some sun, but he could, right? I think that's a good time for Jose Abreu. Relax. Take it all in. Maybe go see the Hollywood sign. Maybe go watch a movie. Whatever you need to do to get better. Stay here. Stay here. He did see. He went on, actually. He talked a little bit about Abreu. He said he's so quiet and internalizes everything. I know it's killing him not to be helping this team and not to perform.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it is, but we've said this before about specifically Astros. There's been a long list of guys who try to play hurt, and it's admirable, and you have to do it in different sports at different times. But when it's drastically reducing your performance potential and output, you have to, and it's not getting better, you have to, you know, it's one thing if you're getting better at the time, but if this is just getting worse or it's not getting better and you're playing this poorly, this is baseball because there's, you know, we've got four different seasons that basically happen. You get your first 40, your next 40, your next 40. then this is a time for Jose Abreu or anybody else. I would rather, if you're hurt, then just sit it out until – I mean, we've got Jose Altuve. This is the time to – hey, you might as well throw everything in here. It's just like when you're rebuilding in a sport. Hey, we might as well move this player too and just get a complete rebuild. I'm not – it's not that drastic, but what I'm saying is now's the time that Altuve's out, that you got the pitchers out. If he needs to sit for 2 weeks, sit now. Do it now. Don't do it in August.
Well, Brantley's going – has left the team, getting a shoulder exam. Dubon has a hamstring. Well, Chaz McCormick re-aggravated his back.
Go to the
they could use some bats.
I know. Go to the Michael Brantley stuff.
Michael Brantley is left the team. He and Chaz both. They got there. Chaz played one game, and, oh, my back is hurt again. Brantley shows up. He was playing with Sugarland. He shows up there. I can't play.
This is a really bad sign.
It's really bad.
This is a really bad sign, and this is the one where that was a feel-good story when Michael Brantley re-signed. I was always concerned about this one simply because this was a second shoulder injury, major shoulder injury, the same shoulder, and he couldn't, and this has taken forever to come back. This is a really bad sign that even with all this time off, he's still not right. He's almost had a full year off.
You know what's worrisome is this Chaz McCormick back thing. Dude.
Yeah, because once you get
bats. Once you get a back, and he said he took a couple of bats. When you swing a bat and your back is, you throw your back out or you got some kind of disc problem, this could be a long term thing. That's not good. That is not good. Trust it from somebody who's got a bad back.
This is turning into injury fest.
We're not used to this. We're just not used to this. And it's something that, you know, we're gonna have to deal with. And like other teams have had to deal with it. We've seen the Yankees. We saw the Yankees last year just decimated, and now we're catching it here in Houston. But you know, I thought, you know, hey, Michael Brantley's fine. He's playing. The two show up in L.A. and all of a sudden Michael Brantley can't play. We're not activating him. He can't play. It's like, what the hell? Where did this? I thought he was good. I thought you said Spider, and all of a sudden he's out now. And now he's got to go back. He's got unusual or more pain in it. I don't know what kind of pain it is, but it's more pain he's got. So he's going to go get it. He's going to come back here and get it looked at. That's a bad thing. This is a bad thing. So he's going to have to. Even if he's going to be okay in a few weeks, he's going to have to go do another rehab, you know, another stint in the minors to get ready. This could be a while. And then we've heard your Urquidy, at least the All-Star game. Garcia done for the year. And McCullers, no timetable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable this year.
I've never seen it like this, but you're right. I mean, this is what the Yankees went through last year, and I reveled in that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're reveling in this.
You'll see what happened. What did you wish on Garrett Cole, too?
I'll always
revel. Now it's all coming back to haunt you.
I'll always revel in other teams' injuries. But I also recognize the Astros, despite having some major injuries at different times, it was never as severe as what the Dodgers dealt with yet last year and the Yankees. And now this is we're getting to the same thing now. There's a long injury. It's a prolonged injury for Jose Altuve right before the season started. You lose Garcia, Urquidy out for a long run. Lance McCullers, I'll just go ahead and say Lance McCullers is questionable for the year. Oh, you have to say that. Mm-hmm. Every year he's questionable. Will he be able to finish, and will he be able to start the next year? You got Jose Abreu playing through injury, apparently, according to Dusty. Somewhere there's an injury. And now you've got re-aggravation of a shoulder or re-aggravation for a guy who hasn't played baseball since late June last year. My gosh. I mean, and I didn't even get to Chaz.
Yeah.
No. I didn't even get to Chaz.
Yeah. It looks like we got, you know what? And the good news is that Jake Meyers actually is serviceable. Jake Meyers seems to have returned from his shoulder injury.
Oh, I mean,
he's been pretty good. He's actually been a godsend for this team.
No, he's been he's what you wanted Jake Meyers to be last year.
Yeah. No.
I'm not going to overplay it, but he's a capable major leaguer, is what it looks like.
No. I mean, it's good to have him back to being and close to, if not what he was before he had that shoulder injury. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This segment is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue Brisket Tacos. If you haven't had these, have you had the brisket tacos over there?
No,
oh,
I have not.
They're really, really good.
And I love brisket tacos.
Yeah, these are great. It's a little sweet, meaty, cheesy, and delicious.
We should try those someday in the studio.
Well, I know, but Yanni is a... I was watching In Bruges yesterday. They drop a lot of C words.
Oh, I didn't remember that, but it's... Don't do that on the show.
I was watching In Bruges, and I was just going to say that. Yanni, but he's, you can't.
That's right, because,
Because they're British, and they can say what they want.
Colin's, is he British or is Irish. He Irish there?
Yeah, they're
which
Irish.
Is really Irish. Yeah.
And his buddy is Irish, too.
Yeah, they have to be Irish. Their accent's so thick, they can't be anything but Irish.
Right. So, but they say that a lot. And unfortunately, I can't. But Yanni is... he's not a great person because he hasn't brought us any brisket tacos. So there is that. 713-780-3776. People are lining up already for some reason. We have a lot to talk about with Astros baseball. Hey, taking that series after the way that they looked the other night in game one, taking that series with the two starters throwing 12 strikeouts, 11 strikeouts, giving the bullpen a break. The bullpen looking great. Presley only gave up two runs. I know he gave up four hits to get three outs, and he only gave up two runs. But that, listen, Ohtani hitting that 82-mile-an-hour.
It was a good pitch. That splitter was, or slider splitter, whatever it was. It took a dive, and he just golfed it out.
He did.
The other four hits, though. The other three hits.
They weren't great. But he got the job done. Whenever Presley comes in a three-run lead,
just sitting it's there unbelievable. Like, oh, my God. It's men on first and second, nobody out.
If it's a one-run game, he's going to get it done.
Like,
if it's a three-run game, he's not going to get it done.
Nobody done. And he got out of it. A big punch out, then he got the pop out to the shortstop. And then, it looked like we were going to get it. I said, I don't know. There's two men on nobody out. I said, I don't know, maybe triple play here? And he hit the shot down to Bregman. I thought, this could be a triple play. And it turned out it was a foul, and Bregman made a bad throw over to second. But it was a good performance. Well, it wasn't a good performance. It was not a great performance, but I give it to him because that could have turned into a loss very quickly, and he got out of it with two men on, nobody out, and all the momentum.
Dusty has all the faith in the world in him, and that is, because at some point you go, okay, that's the fourth hit. Time to get out there. Now, the home run, I don't know many guys in the league that could have hit that home run.
No, that was Ohtani. That was pure Ohtani.
That was Ohtani. He gave up half of the hits in the game that the Angels had, as they only had. How about Javier? Three hits, two runs, two earned, one walk, 11 strikeouts.
I mean, he and Fromber just went to work.
Yeah.
He and Fromber went to work. Now, this is the second game in a row where Javier's starting to look peak Javier. And that is right on time. And those two guys can carry. If you get two guys who pitch like Fromber and Javier starting to pitch lately, they can carry you a long ways. The problem is what makes Houston special is at any point you could have Urquidy or Garcia – putting them things on you, or even McCullers. But so you still hope McCullers comes back. You aren't going to have Garcia. You really McCullers come back. I mean, you really have to. But Hunter Brown, we're also very spoiled. If you told a team, well, you can have Garcia, Fromber, who should be two top 10 Cy Young Award candidates, and Hunter Brown, most teams would take that and say, good, we'll figure out 4 and 5. We're so spoiled.
Yeah. You meant Javier.
Garcia? Yeah. I meant Javier.
Right.
If you can pull that, and Urquidy should come back.
Yeah. No.
It's just going to
be a nice addition to this rotation in for the second half of the season. He absolutely will be. He should come back. That is at least now.
But you're going to. But really, what's happened the last 2 days is you're going to have that a lot.
Mm.
I mean, Fromber and Javier are going to have to really be good this year.
I'm hoping JP France can continue to do what he did.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, that was surprising to me.
What's surprising to me is that in Chicago, they're going to stick with this five-man rotation, despite the fact that they've got a day off. They actually could have gone and skipped Bielak in this one, but you're going to get Bielak in game two against Dylan Cease, which is a little bit surprising. But you've got France in game one, Bielak in game two, and Hunter Brown in game three. See what you could do in Chicago as they finish up this road trip. Time for me to talk right now about my people over at Chastang Ford. I honestly was thinking about them this morning. As a matter of fact, I made my payment on my vehicle yesterday, and I just can't tell you how wonderful it is, how much I really enjoy my vehicle, how they got it perfect for me. The vehicle was perfect for me, and my payments are where I need to be. Everything, the loan that I got with the interest rate, they gave me a better one than Ford was giving. They said, no, we found a bank here that's going to be a better interest rate for you, because they care. They could have just said, oh, this is the interest rate, this is what Ford hit, and Ford would have been thrilled that I was paying them money as opposed to a bank with that they have no ties to. If you're looking for people that are going to do the work for you and make it as easy as possible, make sure that you have the best deal you can get. Make sure that you get the best interest rate you can. Make sure that you are as comfortable as you can possibly be in your payments. There's one place to go. That's all they care about, is making sure that you get the best vehicle at the best price that you could possibly get it, because they want you to come back again, okay? As opposed to just gouging you for all they can in one vehicle, they want you to be part of the family at Chastang Ford. ChastangFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
Get, know when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
NBA last night, we're forcing game sixes in both series. Both series were 3-1, and then the home team won game five, forcing a game six.
I had Lakers winning 4-2. I think it's going to happen. I think Lakers win. It just seems
the dog said it's going to be Golden State in seven.
Oh, that's right.
No, the
Corgi
dog.
Did say
he's
that.
Worried about the dog.
I would be too. I'm superstitious.
The dog has been dead on in this series with the Knicks as well. Dead on.
No,
it's
way.
It's picked every game. But it has the Heat winning in six. For those who don't know, there's a dog at the top
there's
of the
a
stairs
corgi
that they throw the ball to, and the dog knows hits it with
knocks
his nose
it back down the steps
and down the steps into a basket. One basket has the Golden State, one has the Lakers, and the dog has been right every game.
All these series, right?
Game
by game or series?
Game by game.
He's been right the whole time.
Game by game. Yes, the dog. And in this series, in both series, the dog's been dead.
And the dog had Golden State winning the last three.
Yeah.
To win game seven. And the dog has the Heat winning the next game, which they're going to be favorites.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely.
To close out the series.
Well, if Anthony Davis is still alive.
Is this dog on the Celtics and Sixers too?
I don't think so. I didn't see any. Did you see the? I didn't see the dog.
This dog stays away from
Harden. I haven't seen that yet. I've seen, Knicks, Heat, and Lakers, Warriors.
The dog stays away from the volatile games like the James Harden games.
Volatile. Yeah. Well, if Anthony Davis is still alive, then we're going to
thoughts and prayers for Anthony Davis, who was lifelighted to a hospital.
No, he wasn't alive. No, he walked out on his own, but he did. At one point, he was wheeled around
in a
Paul Pierce wheelchair. And
did he also crap
Paul
his
Pierce
pants?
Memorial wheelchair. No, he didn't. I don't know, because he had, according to Chris Haynes, he avoided concussion. Here's the tweet. First this one. Lakers center Anthony Davis went to the locker room in a wheelchair after being elbowed in the face. Lakers GM Rob Pelinka and Davis agent Rich Paul are huddled by the visiting locker room. Huddled. Early in diagnosis indicates Anthony Davis appears to have avoided a concussion and is doing much better now. How do you avoid a concussion? Did you? I don't know
how it works. Maybe they're just saying it wasn't one. But when I saw the play, I thought, well, that's not.
Well, he got elbowed in the head.
Yeah, but I didn't think. Oh, I don't know. It happens in basketball. I didn't think concussion, but then it's like, well, it's Anthony Davis.
Well, he got wheeled off.
He could be wheeled off.
He got wheeled off.
So he got wheeled off, but it wasn't in a gurney or with life flighted anywhere.
He didn't get life flighted. Okay. No, he actually walked out of the arena on his own. He avoided a concussion.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. I want the series to be.
if you do this, if you
the corgi, this really is like you really do need to be afraid if you're the Lakers. This corgi to be picking like this.
Yeah.
Because it gets back to it. You got to win this if you're the Lakers.
Oh no, this is Lakers is it's probably a must win because you go back to Golden State with that momentum and that crowd. Mm-hmm. No, it'll be different. It'll definitely. Julian wants to talk about Anthony Davis. Thoughts and prayers, right, Julian?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, man. So I'm in a car wash, so if you hear something. Look, the corgi also did who's going to get hurt, Anthony Davis or Anthony Davis. Don't forget that one. But
oh,
dude,
I didn't see that one.
How is he always on the ground for 10 minutes every time he gets hit? This has to be the softest superstar since the Charmin Bear, brother.
Yeah, he's injury prone.
You think?
He's injury
prone. Anthony Davis is injury prone.
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
You went out on a limb there. No
one else will.
Is that your expert analysis?
Yeah, no one else is willing to say it. I'll say it. Anthony Davis gets injured. Okay.
Anthony Davis does get hurt for somebody's elbow. I mean, good thing he avoided it. He just went and avoided it, avoided that concussion. Coach AJ wants to get in here. Hey.
Oh,
Coach
the dog AJ. Also chose us winning the draft lottery?
Did the dog? Did we get the?
That's a Victor.
It's over.
Wait, did it? I don't know.
Hey, the Houston Chronicle this morning, the Houston Chronicle, Jonathan Fagan says that.
Corgi draft lottery. Oh, Buster also did the NHL draft lottery. Wait, how long has this dog been doing this?
Wait a minute.
This goes back to 2018.
Did the dog have the Blackhawks winning it? The NHL draft lottery. Apparently, I didn't know this. RJ told us this morning. The Blackhawks have
the corgi predicted the NHL draft lottery too.
Well, what did they? Did he have the Blackhawks because they won it?
Hold on, bro. I need this dog.
So anyway, apparently there's some hockey player coming up that's another Ovechkin.
Oh yeah, they say that. I made a comment. What was it? I was talking about Wembanyama being generational or something like that, or you would never see them trade a pick. I don't know what I said. I said something, and everyone said, I can't remember how I phrased it.
Where do you
see
the hockey player?
Everyone started saying, oh, NHL too. Yeah. NHL too. Oh, the NHL too. Because I mentioned that no team would trade this pick. And NHL. And I was like, oh, is there a really good player? Oh, yeah, there's a generational player coming in the NHL as well. So apparently, yeah, this is a really, really big deal. I have not seen that this corgi predicted, more important than some NHL generational Ovechkin or Sidney Crosby.
Connor Bedard is his name.
Yep, that's it.
Connor Bedard.
I have not seen
that
this dog picked. No.
Well,
I don't care about
the
that.
Dog picked Chicago
I'm trying
to
see
to win
the dog. No, I only care about if the dog picked the Rockets to win the draft lottery.
Okay. All right.
It's the only thing, and it's not. I don't.
Well,
see
here's
it
the deal. The Houston Chronicle this morning, the headline on their sports page says that Brandon Miller is a real possibility if the Rockets choose second. Miller challenges for number two draft spot, and I do think that is a real, real possibility. Mm-hmm. That if the Rockets draft second, that they'll take Brandon Miller over Scoot.
Whew. Man, they need point. I wonder if they're already thinking that it's a James Harden situation where they're, well, we've got our point guard. James Harden's coming.
I don't know that it's that as much as
they just like Brandon Miller.
They
better.
Like Brandon Miller more than they like Scoot.
Okay.
I've heard whisperings.
Well, it's popped up. I mean, here they're showing this corgi right now. It's popped up some. So I guess like it's been in the news mill that Brandon Miller could be. You saw Jonathan Givony had Miller. He's the first guy I saw who had Miller ahead of Scoot Henderson. So, you know, right now I play the same basketball NBA draft game that I see people play with football. The narratives get set. You know, I'm in the middle of evaluating these guys, and so I'll see narratives that I think, okay, this won't last. Once NBA people, then, you know, the whole Jabari Smith won. That seems outlandish now when you watch Paolo Banchero.
Yeah.
That was ever the case. But now all we've heard is Wembanyama Scoot, Wembanyama Scoot. So I'm on board. Yeah, Wembanyama Scoot. Yeah, I watch the little videos I see. But the reality is maybe in NBA circles, it is not Scoot, and it's Brandon Miller, number two.
No, again, I've heard that that's a real possibility. I'm just hoping that that does not come to fruition, not because of Brandon Miller, not because of Scoot Henderson, but because they've got Victor Wembanyama with the first pick. That's what I'm hoping, and that's what I'm hoping happens on Tuesday. We will have the guy who wrote what Wembanyama, how the Rockets would use him. We will have him on Tuesday morning. Hey, tonight we find out what who the Texans play and when and everything else, right?
It's today.
ESPN's going to have a 7-part special unveiling of the schedule.
An NFL Network. I found out the three people who are hosting, I think it's a 3-hour thing on either NFL Plus or YouTube.
The schedule.
Yeah, it's Greg Rosenthal, Cynthia Freeland, and somebody else. But they go over the schedule. They go over the biggest games. Yesterday was supposed to be. I didn't see. Did international games get announced?
It will be. Yeah, it'll absolutely be announced. Yeah, tomorrow.
No, but they were tonight. Yesterday.
Yeah, they were yesterday.
Having pizza at. You've been to Gypsy Poet?
No.
My first time going to Gypsy Poet. Really good. The pizza oven they have comes from the old country, I believe.
Oh,
your old country. But I think there's actually some legit Italians in there.
Oh, yeah?
As well. But, yeah, Gypsy Poet was good. They had some live music going. It was a little loud. It's a little loud if you eat inside and there's music going, but pizza was great.
Falcons,
so I missed the international games.
Yeah, Falcons versus Jags is going to be October 1st at Wembley in London. Jacksonville versus Bills, Tottenham's Hotspur Stadium on October 8th. So they're going to just stay there. Jacksonville's going to be there for a couple of weeks, make themselves at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be on that's week 5. Baltimore versus Tennessee, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, October 15th. And then Frankfurt Stadium in Germany is going to have Miami versus Kansas City. That's a good game. Mm-hmm. That they'll be playing at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Game. Colts and Patriots. Week 10 is going to be in Frankfurt as well.
What day is that?
Week 10 is November 12th.
November 12th.
When is your race?
September.
Oh, it's in September. Okay.
Yeah. My wife's, if she runs it, it's going to be in September.
Also announced a couple Christmas Day games for the NFL as well.
Okay.
So you'll have the Raiders and the Raiders and the Chiefs. On Christmas Day, you'll also have the Eagles and the Giants on Christmas Day. And according to reports, because you're going to have the Ravens and the Niners as well.
The night game?
Yeah, the night game.
The Christmas night game. Okay. And then we're also, for the first time, going to have a Black Friday game.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
That announcement comes today.
Today, I believe, yeah. Yep. So all that is going on. It's 729, ESPN 97.5.
And Thanksgiving Day games. It used to be two games. Well, it used to be one game. Then it went two games. Now it's three games.
Well, it's been three games.
It's been three for a little while.
Yeah.
So you got three Christmas, which kind of, I mean, is
we
Christmas,
always have. We
what's the day
have
Christmas? Christmas? Do we usually have
unless
that many
it's in
Christmas?
The middle of the week? Yeah.
Well, because.
Yeah, because the only game that you usually college
Christmas
football game is Hawaii.
What
Bowl.
Day is Christmas this year? Yeah, but you have NBA.
Yeah.
Quadruple header on.
Yeah,
on
but you know what they
Christmas.
Said? We don't care about the NBA.
They just said F those kids.
Yeah.
They said,
you know what? Oh, watch this, NBA. Let's see how your ratings are against this.
That's what they're doing. But what is Christmas Day? It's got to be Saturday or Sunday this year.
At this point, no one knows.
Yeah, people know.
No, it's unattainable.
It's knowable.
It's December 25th is Monday. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Three games.
If it's
on
a
Monday.
Wednesday, you're not having any games.
Well, it's at the end. Well, that's true because it's also maybe the next to last week of the season, I guess, because they start to change up the scheduling. So, yeah, December 25th is either going to be, because it's 18 weeks now, 17 games. So
it'll be week 16.
Yeah, it's been next to last week of the season.
Right,
Because they wouldn't do that last week. You have to have the games, you have to have the game staggered properly because of, you could lose, you know, teams have to know the results at the same time, the real time. You can't know in advance or it hurts the integrity of certain games that
playoff
implications.
Right. You know, I heard John Clay Wolf said this. I was listening to a spot yesterday, as a matter of fact, and John Clay Wolf says, "Yeah, by the way, I'll give you $100 if you're from your dealer. If your dealer makes a bid for you and you send me that bid and I can't beat it, then I'm going to send you $100. Not only CarMax, but your dealer as well." That's John Clay Wolf, because he is so confident, especially nicer cars. And he says this. He says the car business, it's been unbelievable ever since COVID. It has been just unbelievable how good the car business has been as far as used car sales, okay? So it's incredible because they weren't able to, because of COVID, because of chips, because of all of these reasons, they weren't able to build new cars. Well, the new car industry is coming back. It's bounced back, and they're able to now push out a bunch of cars in Detroit. Well, yet this is still a wonderful market. John Clay Wolf says, "I'm still giving top dollar." And he says, "I can give you as much as $3,000 more for your vehicle than the dealer is going to give you." It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And yet it continues to happen. So if you're looking for a way to sell your car, John Clay Wolf is the way. It's called GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, man, the NFL, better not let Roger find out who did this.
Their schedule leaks all over.
Schedule leaks all over the place.
Yeah. He's going to have to just take them away from the teams. No, you can't find out before because we can't trust you.
The Black Friday game is Miami and the Jets.
Oh, my gosh. The Corgi has picked winners, and here he is. The ball is going. Lance will burn it, or Lance is a pit master.
That's bull crap. Who did that? Who did that? Who sent you that?
I'm not telling who sent me that. Lance, and the ball's going in. The Lance will burn it.
Who sent that? Who sent that?
You don't get it. You won't follow him. It's not Lance Zierlein.
Oh, well, he's an ass. And in some cases, a hole.
See, stop. Oh, see? There you go with the hole again. Somebody mentioned your brisket, and what happens? Drop the hole references.
Is everyone else's allergies going bananas?
Mine are.
Man, my eyes have been crazy.
No, this morning I couldn't stop sneezing.
It's like nothing's in my throat, working at all.
That's awful. It's awful.
I can't get anything to work. I don't take any allergy medicine. Man, nothing can help. Well, have you taken any kind of allergy medicine? No. Well, what are you looking at?
Well, I did this morning.
I'm trying to take allergy drops, and it's not hitting. It's not hitting for me.
RJ, I DM'd you something to play. So
don't play anything that involves me.
Email
or brisket.
Okay.
I'm glad RJ heard me.
No, it's
heard me do my Cardi B. I'm glad RJ never heard me get mad about the brisket thing.
RJ, have you ever heard that?
That was in 2019, by the way.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Back in 19, the summer before I went to Cuba, and it was literally the hottest, most humid place I've ever been in my life. Bar none. Yeah, it was May. May of 2019 is when the brisket thing happened, 4 years ago.
All right. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. To hang out with us. AJ wants to get in. Coach AJ wants to get in here. Hey, Coach, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, do me a favor, man. You called me about 20 minutes ago. Don't be preempting me with no hockey, dude. You know what I'm saying? You call my name, hey, Coach AJ, man, you look like some hockey tape. So, you know, be careful with that. Anyway, John, good morning, Lance. Hey, thank you for the free advertising for the golf tournament, John. I really appreciate it. It was a success. Hey, Lance.
Yeah.
I got a podcast called Jackson versus Jackson. I want you to look it up. Go to Eric with a K on the end, E-R-I-K-T, Jackson, and check it out, TV, on YouTube.
What is it?
I don't know. Jeez.
What is it?
Hey, when are you guys going to be on location when school is out? That's what I want to know. I want to hang out with you guys.
We have no idea. Last location that we've been to is, the last two have been East River Nine.
Yeah.
Well, other than golf tournaments.
It's hard for us to get out to any golf tournaments.
Things aren't usually open with people there.
Right. Unless we go to a Denny's.
Or Nick's place.
That's been years. And he's like, I'm kind of tired of opening up at 6 for you guys.
Yeah.
Because, it's a bar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's difficult to us, for us. The afternoon shows and everybody else can, it's a lot easier to do. Listen, Coach, I apologize for the golf tournament thing that you talked about last week, but it's just not how it works. The day of, hey, just show up to play. That's not, you can't do that.
Yeah, Raul reminds us, I'll open up for you in the morning. That's true.
Yeah.
We do remotes there, and actually people come, and we have drinks and food. So
yes, we do.
That's true. Raul is the undefeated champ of that.
Yep. No, absolutely. That does happen. There's no question about
AKA
that.
A.K.A. Cobos.
Cobos Q. And with the baseball season back and the Astros, mm-hmm. we need to come out there, Raul.
I had a little interesting conversation with him.
You did?
About Christmas, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Maybe a collaborative effort. With our boy with the jewelry.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome if we can get that job done. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776. Our Astros won, and we also have, by the way, which has been kind of a big deal. We talked about Jaylen Brown and the possibility of him coming here. He's going to be a max dollar guy. The NBA, all NBA teams were out yesterday, and he made second team.
Yeah.
So if he makes any of those teams, Jaylen Brown is eligible for max dollars. More than likely, and listen, unless, I don't know, how disappointed is it going to be? How disappointing is it going to be for Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and this entire Celtics organization? How about that the Bruins had the best regular season in NHL history and lost in the first round
of
the playoffs? Happens. And now Boston was the clear favorite, not only to win the East, but to win the NBA title, especially after Milwaukee was out.
If they lose.
And now they're on the brink of elimination.
It couldn't happen to a better fan base.
And as a matter of fact, he's not a big fan. According to what we understand it, Jaylen Brown is not a big fan of. How difficult will it to be to bring Jaylen Brown here? It's going to be awfully difficult. Not a big fan of their fan base.
Right. We've seen that. But so there was a conversation today on the show before ours, Max, J. Will, and or however the show, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. Yeah. Basically, Jason Williams said, well, the conversation that agents are having with players is that, okay, you can't leave this much money on the table with a max deal. So you sign with the team and then you just force your way out after a year. And all I could think of was, that's exactly what that's the conversation Mulgetta had with Deshaun.
Yeah.
100%. Deshaun, you sign this deal with the Texans, it's guaranteed money, and you'll just get your way out. I feel fairly positive because I'll get back to Jaylen Brown, but it really just speaks to the fact that D-Hop was already traded. So why would Deshaun agree to a deal with the Texans if he was that upset? Because you're just going to take the money, the signing bonus money, and then you're going to get out. I think these were opportunities. I think it was a combination. I think Deshaun wanted to have some say in who the GM was going to be. You can't let players who can leave at any time have say so in who your head coach is going to be. You can't.
No.
Because they've proven the same way about
head coaches picking players too.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to leave at any time. Yeah. And then especially now with players showing that they're willing to, especially Mulgetta clients, will just get out of town. I mean, they've got our starting quarterback now as a Mulgetta client.
Jalen Ramsey.
And who knows what happens now after four. If they're not happy with whatever's going on and they want to leave, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Now it's always been a concern. But
if he does that again to the Texans, I mean, honestly, I think David Mulgetta, there was a rumor that he actually realized, this whole thing might be hurting my client.
No, I talked to somebody who's close to him who said that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a rumor. David, it was concerned that this was something that maybe, I think he thought that maybe this was an issue for him.
You think he's got to stop pulling that crap?
Well, yeah, but I guess NBA players are playing. I think it's an agent tactic, and they don't care about what they're – I think the belief is probably that you're going to have to deal with me anyway. I got the best clients, and I'm just trying to do what's best for my client. Is it great? Is it something that, you know, maybe not, but I'm not going to worry about that. I'm going to do what's best for my client and to find a way to maximize money. But at some point, you know, it should be okay to work as hard as you can for your client, but work with some level of not morality. That's not really the word. What's the word?
Integrity.
Integrity. You should have some level of integrity. Like, you got to – it can't always be about, I'm only going to do what's best for me. You're in kind of a social contract to say there's some rules inside of the game, just like in, you know, in the Wire. There's rules. There's some rules with the Sopranos. We have certain rules that we play by. No kids, no women, whatever the case may be. And if there's no integrity at all in it, like if Deshaun literally, if Mogetta just said, look, just sign your deal, get your signing bonus. And then, you know, we play a year, and after a year, if you're not happy, you just will force our way out.
Yeah.
We'll do that. That is so against the collective bargaining agreement. And what bothers me is it's against the Houston Texans fans. Like, it hurts the fans. Everyone makes this comment about millionaires versus billionaires, and so you're always on the player side. I'm always on the fan base's side. I'm always going to be on the fan base's side because it's not players come and go, but the fan bases, you know, everything is always about, well, it's you're going to take the billionaire side. It's not anything about a billionaire side. It's about, this was bad for the fan base for Deshaun to take this. And the same thing would happen. Let's say CJ Stroud plays well and he ends up getting a second contract. They give him a big signing bonus, and he decides after a year, I want out, and decides I'm going to sit out. Yeah. I'm going to force my way out. You're kind of screwed because, you know, until teams get their signing bonus back. Now, Deshaun's was a highly unusual situation because it happened literally before he even played a game on the contract. He never even played a game on the contract.
No. It's a bad thing. Back to Jaylen Brown. He is eligible now for max dollars. We'll find out.
Wow, I went way off the.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where. Way I don't to go, know how John. You got to there.
Way to go! It's not my fault. You know exactly what you're doing when you say things like that to me.
Well, we could talk more about that. You know, it would take an act of God to get him here. But certainly, if you're not looking into that, if he's unhappy in Boston and you're not looking into bringing Jaylen Brown to your team, then you're a dumb organization. You're right. Just a dumb organization. You have to do your due diligence and see what it would take to bring a Jaylen Brown. If James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Victor Wembanyama teamed up here in the city of Houston, holy crap. What a difference from where this organization has been the last couple of years. If that's where you use all the capital that you've accumulated to get that threesome here together, I don't know what you wouldn't give up for that. I don't know what you wouldn't give up for that. So it's absolutely something that has to be looked into, seeing how happy Jaylen Brown is in Boston. And especially if they lose again here, if they don't advance against Philadelphia, you may see a disgruntled player here that wants out.
I think we've
heard already that he's not thrilled.
But basically, that. Jay Williams said it's going to have to be a sign and trade because he doesn't want to leave. Because I don't have that much money. To me, once you get into the $200 million range, I'm going to be comfortable the rest of my life. If I just want to go somewhere and just get out, wouldn't you? It's so hard for me to recognize, and I get everyone saying, you don't want to leave $60 million on the table or $40 million on the table. You know, I get that, but I'm not going to get to that money anyway, more than likely.
Right. Oh, we got a break. Okay, we'll talk more about it on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about your dipping habit, which is gross. I'm sorry, but your dipping habit is gross.
I don't have one. You told me not to.
Yeah, well.
You said to do it with CBD.
How many buddies do you have that put it?
Growing up? Yeah. Richmond, Rosenberg, yeah. I've seen a lot of people.
There. And their teeth and the whole teeth.
And they have to get a whole spit
cup. The yellowness.
And then I've seen people drink out of a beer bottle. I've seen people drink out of a beer bottle that was spit. They thought it was their beer bottle.
Yeah. I've
seen that.
Yeah. No. When I was in college, I have a brand new book that that guy spilled his spit cup onto my book. I just threw it right in the garbage. I'm like, forget this. You know what? You're gross. It's the habit is gross. Everything about it is gross. Stop already. You got, and because you got an alternative, the Canstead and the Dublin. You've got the flavor that you want because they've got 1,000 different flavors. Well, not 1,000, but a bunch of different flavors. They've got, it's not tobacco. It's not nicotine. It's not addictive. It's actually got healing plus because it's got CBD oil. It's everything that you want, but you still can dip, yet you're not hurting yourself. Go already. If you are somebody that dips, try this. 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You ready to play this, RJ? So, this is Charles and Shaq and Kenny learning that Anthony Davis was put in a wheelchair last night after he got elbowed in the head. He avoided a concussion. Here is the reaction when the crew at TNT found out he was put in a wheelchair.
Woozy trying to get off the floor, and we will see what his status is for game 6 of this series. Kenny?
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting, honestly, you know, I wasn't in game 5, 6, whatever it is, the Lakers to win tonight. Because both teams, Lakers and Golden State, they've been inconsistent all year. They haven't been able to string together games that you go, this is a game they should win. This is how they should get it done. So, you know, game 6, these guys, man. I know what they're laughing about.
I think I do too, but what are you laughing about?
You know what they're laughing
about. I'm laughing at Chuck.
I know what they're laughing at. You understand?
Shaq is over there crumbling up paper. That's why I was laughing.
That's not what I'm going
to do. I'm laughing at Chuck.
Come on, tell the truth. They understand.
Come on, man. Stop it, man.
Ernie, wait, don't let us go there. Because if we go there, it'll never stop. It'll never stop.
Ernie, we need to go to that next game quickly.
No, we don't.
They have no respect for Anthony Davis.
None. It's zero. Awful. But. What was your reaction when you found out that Anthony Davis was wheeled off?
Oh, my gosh. I had to ask if he was putting a life flight and life flight it out.
It's mostly Shaq couldn't stop laughing. Shaq could not stop laughing. Wait, well, those guys, and you know, Shaq, you put him in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There is no. He cannot. He is cracking up. He can't stop laughing. That is so funny. All right, 7:53. Charles is doing the wheelchair thing. It's just bad. Don't stop. Stop it, you guys. It's not funny. But what in the wheelchair, really? Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Come on. This is.
I mean, you know you're going to get clowned, Anthony Davis.
You're setting yourself up.
Don't get in a wheelchair. Just don't.
No, don't no, do it.
No,
if
just
they
go.
Try to bring your wheelchair, say, get the. Okay, I'll give you an example. Now, this is before I had injuries. This is before the shoulder. It's before the. Well, I had two. I had the ankle sprain. I had the grade 2 ankle sprain.
Only two.
The original foot injury. The original foot injury, right?
You had one of them little carts that you.
The original foot injury. So, no, I didn't have a cart for the foot injury. That was for the high ankles when I had a. Cast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they made me put a cast on, and I had it cut off because I was claustrophobic. So the original foot injury was going to see Martin Fox. And so I was in Mobile, Alabama, Senior Bowl, 2018.
You tripped over the curb?
I stepped up. A man grabs an old woman's purse.
No, that didn't happen. That happened. You were just walking across the street, hit a curb.
Okay, so I walked. Okay, so... As before I was beginning to chase a purse snatcher.
No, it didn't happen.
I stepped up, and my toe catches a curve, and all my momentum is moving forward because I'm walking kind of briskly, and so I the toe catches it, and I feel like I'm about to fall. So I get my feet moving as quickly as I can to try to run myself under my upper body, basically catch up.
Uh-huh.
I was unable to do that, but I mean I'm pounding my feet hard, and so trying to stop myself, and I see these scouts are like, there's a group of about four guys, and in my mind I'm like, this isn't gonna, and it's happening fast, but it seems slow in my mind, like this is not gonna end any other way. I'm gonna have to fall, so I might as well control the fall. So I fell and kind of rolled over with my momentum, and they're like, you okay? I'm like, and they said, you okay? And I said, struggles to maintain balance. I immediately uttered some scout phrases for, struggles with balance and body control. And they started laughing as I'm trying to play it off. So I get up and I'm like, well, that was embarrassing. Got all this adrenaline and I'm walking and like, kind of hurts. And as I walk down to meet Martin Fox, which was no more than 1.5 blocks later, usually you can walk certain things off. This one's getting worse, and it's hurting to stand on it. And I remember we were talking to John Hoke and Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to have a conversation, and I'm in a lot of pain talking to – I don't even remember the conversation. It's getting worse and worse and worse. So they say – so Rhett Lewis is on NFL Network. His dad used to be trainer for the New Orleans Saints, and he does stuff in Mobile for the Senior Bowl now. So he goes, hey, I want to get you to a hospital. We need to get that x-rayed. So I go – so they're like, okay, you got like a grade 1 Lisfranc, which is one where the bones don't completely separate. So they said, okay, well, should we? They said, here's a boot, but you may need a knee scooter. Should we get you a knee scooter? I said, absolutely not. I'm gonna be with a bunch of NFL people. They're gonna if I get taken a picture of me in a knee scooter, it will never end. Like, I can't be in a knee scooter. So I get out of my car. I got a boot on my foot. Oh. As soon as I get out, and I got a bag with
– And Ballard's with Matt, there.
Ballard's got his phone like this, and he's taking pictures. He goes, hey, turn around. And I turn. He's got a picture to this day of me in a boot with a bag of medicine, and he's like paparazzi. Can you imagine if I was on a – so you have to know – you have to be aware enough to know I was never going to have a scooter at the Senior Bowl. Now, here, I'm safe. I don't care if you guys say anything.
Right.
At the Senior Bowl with a bunch of people with cameras, no way. And Anthony Davis has to know I can't get in it. I cannot get in a wheelchair. I cannot get in a wheelchair.
I just can't do it. And because, look at... they were laughing uncontrollably.
Just because they heard he was in a wheelchair. Do they even have footage of it?
I don't think so. Did you see
any footage? I think somebody in their ear must have said that.
No. There's a tweet that said he was wheeled off in a wheelchair.
It just took a tweet.
That's all it took.
Like, you can't – you've got to throw a wheelchair across the floor.
I'm not getting in that, okay? Wheeled around. That's embarrassing. Don't do it, Anthony Davis, especially what do they call him? Paper mache, what do they call them?
No, street clothes.
Street clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, street clothes. One
great nicknames of all time, street clothes.
Street clothes. let's get Keith in here before we break. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. Tried to cook a little bit yesterday. Want to give a huge shout-out. Quentin Grimes, University of Houston. Coach Tibbs didn't unlock D. Rose, but he unlocked 48 minutes of Jalen Brunson, Quentin Grimes. Want to see... Your guys' thoughts, Nixon 7. Are we on board? What do you think?
No, I'm not on board with Nixon 7. But you did predict Nixon 7.
He did.
When he could.
But he said
they would unlock Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose would be unlocked, which wasn't. But Quentin Grimes, he played the physical game that Quentin Grimes played, man. He's taking the ball away from Jimmy Butler. I mean, he was he came to play.
Dude, he played 48 minutes.
And and he's not like a huge scorer for him, but he does all the little things that a coach loves.
Right.
He does all and plays hard. He's got that Kelvin Sampson.
Sampson guy plays hard, does what a coach needs.
Yep. I bet you Sampson couldn't have been prouder of him last night.
Oh, I guarantee you.
You know it.
48 minutes, scored 8 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. and played defense.
Yeah.
I mean, that what a game for him.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's a Quentin Grimes game. That's a Quentin Grimes game.
Yeah.
He ain't, every once in a while he'll put up 15, 20, whatever, something in that neighborhood. But he's your Marcus Smartish kind of guy.
Yeah.
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 Right.
I'd say Smart's better than him, but the type of guy.
Type of guy. Absolutely. All right. You know who's the type of guy that does that will take care of you? We are big Billy Brown fans here. We are big Billy Brown fans because Billy Brown is a guy who's going to give you the best plumbing situation that you can get because it sucks when you need a plumber. It just sucks. It really does. Aqueduct Plumbing is here for you. It doesn't matter what the issue is. And, oh, by the way, you can do some preemptive stuff. Like, you can get all the residue out of your tankless water heaters because it does build up over the years. If you haven't done this in 5, 6, our house was 10 years old, and, he comes over, Henry comes over, and he goes, yeah, dude, you got major issues with your tankless water heater. You got to clean that stuff out. And we did, and boy, oh boy, the water pressure, everything has been a huge difference.
It's amazing how much you learn. I had no idea either. They had to clean mine out 3 times. It had been 7 years that I'd had that, and I'd never had it changed at all. 7, maybe 8 years. And, even worse, I had someone else try to put the tankless water heater, and I went with some discount place. They were nailing stuff into my wall of my house. They had no idea what they were doing. You got to have somebody who knows what they're doing, mm-hmm. and who does it the right way, who's transparent, who has great rates. And that's our friends over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com for jobs big or small. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com, the plumbers you can trust.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple knuckleheads, if you ask me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.